Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is 4K! How did they get you in 4K?
Hi guys, welcome to Court in 4K. This is our first episode and you're joined with Craft the Tafari,
your homegirl CJ,
Zach.
And this is a pod where we talk about anything and everything. And welcome to our first episode. We are at Troopers Fun and Fitness. This is the Ehab launch. We can come play some very fun games. And yeah, this is the best place to be in our town. So our first episode, to be quite clear, Gabby and Zach and CJ, we're just discussing ni kitu gani unaweza fanya na $1 million. $1 million ni in this economy says in around 152 M Kenya shillings. So Zach, a moral conundrum. So you can moral conundrum depends on you and where you lie. But $1 million and someone asks you today, Zach, I know you're first of all, are you straight? So deep is what if someone comes up and offers you, but he's like, me, honestly, I'm a gay dude, and no, just for a night with you, I'm willing to offer you $1 million. Like, why?
Personally, I think I'm putting in a position where I'm looking at the money. But then again, my moral convictions and my religious convictions, right? Mm-hmm. Because from childhood, these are the things that you know, this is good, this is bad. That's a your person.
$1 million, bro. 157 Kenya shillings. Million Kenya shillings.
I think the rounded Dakota.
$1 million. Siku moja tu.
Hmm? Akuna mtu atajua.
Ni siku moja tu.
In the rounded Dakota, wallahi.
Ni siku moja bro. What size you? Where wanna be shida zako book? Kiria shida zako zote hizi kuzipapuzi.
Wewe unajua shida zangu.
CJ, in the same situation.
Actually kuuliza kwanza, wewe unaweza fanya nini na 157 million?
157.
Umepatiwa cash.
Fuck one for 157. I think I'll put most of that money kwa bonds.
Bonds?
Yeah, I'll put it kwa bonds, kwanza kama bonds. Because at the moment, Sina any clue about to do it. Anything. So bonds in around 6 or 7% per quarter or per year. Sequel show, I think we're going to check that.
But there's something else that you can do if you want to save it. I've seen people use this as a way of saving. They buy insurance. Because if you buy insurance.
You know, someone like insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because at the moment we buy an object, you can attack an education or something like that, have it, but not like health insurance. Health insurance is a whole other conundrum. Mm-hmm. Yeah? I've seen people insure the craziest things.
Like any serious.
Me,
when the first thing we button and do is create insurance.
Me, I think it is a cheese. As
new
we
were kind of 157,
like,
I think before we were making a choice. More of a contract,
like, no, we are sitting at a really small level. Like, we're keeping 157 million Japan, because why should you take this money if you don't exactly know what you're going to do with it?
Does not matter. 150 something million matters.
Say, what did that for you kid? First things first, there's a cheese. Alafu by the time you're ready, probably in Takua, Tamkia, Iska, Bali, I'm on Miami. Because that is a lot of money. And it's money I've not even worked for. Like, it's money mtu anakuja kukuoffer. But now the twist is inakuja the point where you're supposed to decide.
Think about this, huh? Your best friend, because I'm pretty sure they're watching it. So, you go with your best friend, and someone tells you, she comes and tells you, I'm sick, I'm sick, goodbye, Sana. anahitaji 150 million
mm-hmm.
of the 152 million you got. Nampatia mm-hmm. mwanambia tu pole.
What are they spending by? You should have put a relative in there.
I feel best friend is much closer in terms of
mm.
for ladies.
That's a topic on its own.
Okay.
Okay, sister.
Yeah, your sister.
Sister is better.
Your sister is also a best friend.
Yeah.
152 million even has.
Yeah. Yeah. 150 you remain with 2 million. Nah,
ni mgonjwa wangu.
Whatever it is, like you know, my son, when you want 57 million, you're taking it in the next 7 days. Beyond that, you're jamming.
Okay, I'll give
my sister took this much time to think about it. Maybe not cancel.
Definitely, it'll put you eventually, but then, like, why now?
Why now?
Why are you trying to be the main character?
Am I going to be one of those people that if she leaves after that ordeal, you'll be like, well, you're alive because of me.
I don't know. Hey, but for my sister, I'm going to give her. I'll give her anything.
157?
Yeah.
152?
Yeah.
Ah.
For my sister, I would. But put yourself in a position where, okay, you're close with this person, but you're not as close.
If you're not as close, then I'm sorry. No, you don't even have that in the file. That's what you
like. Okay, let's say your cousin.
My cousin's smart. If I have never let you, just let you go. Just go by. If you told me, it was fun knowing you.
Uh-huh.
It was fun knowing you, but
keep you in our prayers.
Keep you in our prayers. Before you know it, okay, we'll go happy.
Why are you coming right now?
Saizi ndio uko na shida.
I have a more question.
Yeah.
There's this lady that I saw about. I read about her. She was a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
You see how you tip waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
So this chick was tipped with a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
She was tipped with a lottery ticket, and once she was tipped, she scratched that, and guess what? She won $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
So the guy who tipped the lady came back to sue the lady for.
Lottery ticket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, crazy twist. In all restaurants, you share tips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You share tips with whatever you're given.
Sometimes.
So, sometimes, right?
It's a moral thing.
It's a moral thing. Yeah, but
you're supposed to every time.
Yeah, but it's an understanding, it's like between. It's a code.
Get Mr. Get Leo.
Yeah. So, she was put in a very difficult situation whereby all her colleagues and friends came to sue her for their share.
What do you mean?
But what did what?
Because now that was their initial agreement, which they also went to the extent that they showed in court whereby they have shared all previous tips. So why should it, this one be different? So if you were in that position, would you give out will you give them their share, and will you also give the guy who tipped you the ticket something?
First of all, kiendacho kwa mganga. That's first things first. But but then Amelie is a very good point. I'm saying, what if they took the thing to court, wanna saying that this one was an agreement.
Yeah, it's an agreement.
Whether it was written or not, depending on how that plays in court, that's a different issue. But
you yourself, would you give it out like willingly before it gets to court?
Mkuje pole pole bana.
Yeah, I feel like I'd give them something, but
depends on how you can.
Yeah, don't.
Would you like? You see, like what they were actually demanding is a really fair share. Is like a huge amount. Yeah.
Okay, I think I saw a similar question. Trying something like this. Your friend gives you $1,000 to go into a casino and bet with it. Yes. Because we'll go Minnesota, you have one kado. He said, give you $1,000 to go and try your luck with it. You go play a game and come back out with $50,000. How much money are you giving this guy? Your friend will give you $1,000.
Honestly, no, I'm really poor with finances, so I feel like I'd give him more than that, and the money that he gave me, maybe I'd add some more.
But for him, I wouldn't mind giving him 50% of what I own. Personally.
How can I compare you because you are a better player or something? Yeah. Because you are broke.
Because
you are like, okay, we jammed a car out of place. Mm. Let me give him this $1,000. So you're going to give $25,000 back?
Yeah.
What if you only made $1,500?
Still money that you didn't have.
Let me ask you from this perspective. What if it was the bank that gave you the money? Would you still go and give the bank $25,000?
But now the bank don't issue such kind of agreements.
You didn't have any particular agreement with your friend.
Yeah, but still, this is my friend. This is not, because my relationship with the bank is different from my relationship with my friend. If not for my friend, I wouldn't have got to that point. This is still money that I didn't have. Even if it's like 100 shillings or $1, it's still money that I did not have without that friend being in that position, right? So in my opinion, this is still free money. Whether it's 100, whether it's 200, whether it's 3 million,
you know, it's still free money. Give you back.
Yeah?
You know, if I'm a friend, I'm going to give you back. Mm-hmm. $2,000.
Why?
Every time the money you gave me, plus a whole 100%
profit. That's what I do as well.
Profit on top.
Yeah.
He ain't give mama, he ain't give me mama.
Like, you're God.
You're the God, man. Yeah, honestly. So
it's the same way, like when your friend would give you money to start a business and then your business would be flourished. Do you mean that
you constantly?
Is it constantly? Constantly is a whole other issue.
No, like of course you won't get the money in bulk immediately. Mm-hmm. Like let's say he has given you the $100,000, right?
Let's talk in Kenyan shillings.
Okay, I'm a kupatia.
I want to do economy, but we now have to start working with dollars. See for mine.
Maybe I'm
half hope, half hope.
I'm a kupatia 100k, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first month, of course, the business won't be as good. But then maybe like 5 years,
mm-hmm.
you're now a multi-millionaire. Mm-hmm. Like your company is producing not less than half a million per day.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you mean like after that, we're doing the more on person.
So, to answer your question, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between that and black tax? That is typically black tax.
Okay.
Black tax is a bit...
Black tax is very different.
Yeah.
In my opinion, why it's the same, yeah?
Yeah.
My parents and all my family members along with my friends, yeah? At one point or the other, they helped me get to where I am, right? Maybe I become very successful, you know, billionaire somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only like it's a, they say it makes a it takes a whole village, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your friend at one point or the other gave you fare to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister at one point or the other paid for your school fees, even if it's for like one term, right? Your brother at one point or the other bought you shoes, right? Yeah, everyone had a bit of sacrifices here and there to get you to where you are, right?
But
no matter small, no matter how huge, yeah?
But I think the difference is with black taxes, there's an unwritten understanding.
Yeah.
No.
That's what is this?
Not really.
There's nothing written over here. They just gave the 100,000 shillings for you to better your life, right? And then you went and opened your business, it picked up.
But there's an unwritten understanding now, because I hear these stories, I'm trying to tell you that I'm going to and I'm your how to come, you know what, when you go, don't forget where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to build back home.
Yeah.
That's an unwritten understanding. Okay, you want to succeed, remember to give something back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, woman in Patia Thao, nene ni double nine, ikuja ipote with, for you it was, you go do this whatever you're going to do. In fact, me giving you back $2,000 is a favor I'm leaving, is just me saying thank you.
Yeah.
According to me, it's a favor I'm doing for you.
Because either way, we are not guaranteed that this money will come back.
In the first place. Okay,
that's why they say. Yeah, that's why they say when you give a friend or man, when you
don't
give,
expect it back.
Yeah, don't expect it back. Give something that you know. At a kipotea, will be okay.
I believe you can release half of whatever you made that night, especially in a tonia.
In a demanding.
Like I owe you. then that relationship is damaged from that point. No.
That relationship is more of transactional now.
Because we would take it, not expecting anything back from you. Then it brought something, it gave you back some money. For me, as a thank you, as that one leper that came back to work on the graduation. But beyond that, I think for friendship, it's just you give something and let it go. But at the same time, your friendships are quite expensive. They're the most expensive relationships you can have with people are friendships. Think about this, eh? You want to hang out?
True.
Spend money. You want to go visit them? Spend money.
True.
You want to visit a kutin konotupu? For most okay, my comrades may not understand.
No, okay. That's a relative statement.
That is true. That is
true.
Yeah, okay. You have to bring something. They have baby shower and a baby on a changa. They lost someone in their family and a baby on a changa. It's friendship is a relationship that takes a lot. It's quite expensive to keep a friendship.
I feel like friendship has taken a very, very different trajectory compared to when we were young and now, because of so many things. Yes, you can't compare
childhood friendship.
Yeah, childhood friendship and now, because childhood friendship was pure. Ata misi kwa na jali kama hauna meno, sijuli ngolewa meno jali, kwa ya mkatole tuchezo. But now, everything is, it's quite expensive. Even for younger kids, like I'm seeing even for children who are like 10, 12, because they want to, let me give a good example. Maybe my kid and my baby are going to have a certain thing. Wakuja sijui swimming, wakuja nini. And then anaambia your kid and your kid wako kidia, say let's plan. Like the kid would understand that that's somehow expensive to the parents and to them themselves, because that's a lot of planning, it's robbing them so much. And if you don't come, then you're not cool.
Yeah.
If you don't come, then should we really hang out with you again?
I get that. I was actually about to ask, do you think friendships actually is kind of different? Like do they not see privilege in someone? And do they take it into account when playing with other kids? Exactly what we can actually. Do you see kids who are, let's say, privileged, like segregate kids who are not privileged? Like, we don't want to play with you guys or something like
that. I think
I saw something like that when I was much younger, where privileged kids will not want to play with other non-privileged kids, per se.
I think, first of all, it depends on the surrounding. Second of all, it also depends with the upbringing. But now, the upbringing can be overshadowed by the surroundings, so you might not see it per se. Yeah? If you put them on a similar level whereby their finances will not shadowed or not loud, they won't have anything to. Like, hence the reason why actually all private schools don't accept nowadays for you to give your child snacks from home.
Yeah.
That's the reason why. Because schools realize that you want that level playing, right? Because I'm a kid. I'll be like, okay, this is my bedtime, right? I'm having some simple 5 shillings biscuits and electricity mix, the mixing one, right? That's my bedtime. That's what I'm taking for breakfast. Right? And the kid next to me is playing some hamburgers over there, some lettuce, some good stuff, I can't afford what she can afford, right? And that kind of demoralizes me, right? So I am glad that schools put that rule in, because it levels the playing field.
I disagree with you.
I think it does. How do you disagree?
I disagree with you in the sense that me, personally, I feel like I'm a country, one of our country, their economic background or setting. They have to know that this other person would not operate on this on a similar playing field.
But you know, knowing and needing.
Let me tell you. I'm not even done with the explanation because when we protect kids too much from realities of life, it's not just now. That's why you find a lot of kids are done in the high school and what on a course suicidal, what on a course depressed, like because you take out of account this particular person has no experience knowing that I'm very different from this other particular person. You go to like everything seems equal. You as a performing student, you know, set you apart and put you on a better path. But in our country, we know that's not true. When you're gonna find when you have one perform fit is an comes from rich as family, for example. You never saw that in school. You see this other person, like it's like Instagram. No one to meshake and a kind as some mele kabisa ya kuisimami. Because no one, people protected you too much when you were a child to let you know that no, we are not on the same level playing field on this issue. And you better learn to deal with these issues mapema before if you once they could deal nazo when you're done with high school. It's very small.
Don't you think that's more of upbringing problem rather than a society as a whole? Because it's my responsibility to tell my child what he or she needs to learn, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah? It's not the school's responsibility. The school's responsibility is to protect that child in innocence, right? Mm-hmm. It's me to tell my child, you do not come from a rich background. Whoever you think is so and so and so and so, you need to work hard and you need to work smart as well, right? Yeah? Yep. It's me to give my child those skills and that knowledge to prepare them for the future. If that child gets to pass high school and they don't perform in like ways that you had expected, it's partly your responsibility, right? This rich kid who should have actually had a very easy life, yeah? And then they go on and have a very shitty life, so to say, yeah? That's hence the reason why they say, I will be a billionaire, my son will be a semi-billionaire, my grandson will be a millionaire, right? Because we fail to regenerate that cycle. Very few people have that ability to regenerate that cycle, to add on more. My father told me that something, if your son does not achieve what you have, then you already are failing. It's for you to surpass your father's success. And you have a lot of years to do that. And it's his responsibility to do what? To nurture you in such a way that you'll be like, yo, I was prepared really well for this. You see?
But Nigeria, I think we've gone a little bit technical about it, but going back to that particular point, it was, I prefer that, you know how American school systems, they dress how they dress, from home. Sata kujia hapo hivyo kuna Nikes, where you have your old, wakata Puma squeezes kuna, wikimanza kwa much better. You
get the
thing. You're rocking Reeboks.
Yeah.
Msani kujia na the latest Nikes. Like, from the get-go, you know that these guys are doing good. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I need to work extra hard to be able to become or to give my children the life that this guy is living. Me also get to a point where I can wear Nikes as well. Like you see this in American school systems. We've sheltered our children so much that, and we hide so much of the truth to them that when they come and discover this once they're done with high school, it's a mess. It's a mess already.
Personally, I feel like it's okay when a parent shelters you. It's more of a defense mechanism, because best believe, like when our parents in their era, when they were now entering parenthood, they had so much pressure from the previous generation.
Yeah.
Like they have so much pressure, so much trauma. They're just trying to make the best out of it. But then it's a defense mechanism to the point that they don't even realize that they're overdoing it. Because, okay, what's, why
but then, but then it also goes beyond, it goes beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm trying to say is this system, it go kill a man, it go hardy. To school, in schools where people's children are supposed to be learning, this system that shelters these children so much from the realities of life, which I understand a responsibility of a school to shelter its children to a certain level, but then when you shut them out of reality so much, honestly, I'm saying it's a ground is different. Yeah,
true.
We talk about surely, so like,
but God, can we look at?
I remember when I was coming out of high school with the anticipation in how I thought I was going to conquer.
The world
so easy, yeah?
Yeah.
Then you get out, you're like, where?
Everyone got to
chill out, man.
Was this necessary?
Bridge of a ground is different, mm-hmm. man. You've sheltered these children so much that they don't know how to deal with life out here because they think everything has a particular...
I think that's why we were given the university phase. Because, yeah. Okay, Sawa, you're 18 now. Mm-hmm. You know age. Can you manage life? Can you manage life with this and this and this responsibilities? Because immediately after that, you're expected to have an 8-to-5. You're expected by this age, come and you are gari, by this age, you're not a familia. Like, you get. So I think that's why we have that university life. But then, university life is so complicated.
Like, they just throw you to the bits.
Like, okay. It's giving screen game, man. Screen.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with... So you two share the same opinion, right?
No, mine is actually I'm quite torn.
Because pick a side, come on.
I can't because me I accept. Okay. I've experienced both sides of the coin. Like I've been on this high, on this scale of the rich kid FOMO. And I've also been on this other scale of where we're all neutral, but then there's also some sense of segregation. So I'm trying to understand, like, should I really have experienced what you're saying? Was it appropriate to shelter me?
Because I feel like, however much your point is valid enough here, I also feel like the negatives far outweigh the positives of doing it in his perspective. Because if I am given even some of the realities in life, yeah, and I'm at a disadvantaged position, yeah, don't you think that flips my psyche in a way that I face life in a negative aspect?
True.
Because I've
seen people live on the survival mode,
Why would I read?
Yeah.
Atanik Soma Aje, my friend over there, is going to work for his father's company.
Yeah, there's something that my dad told me about that. Sema, education is an equalizer.
Yeah.
You see, now, you being in this process, you're told, no, no, no. Njoro over there comes from a very privileged background. But for you to get anything close to what Njoro has, or much better than that, then you have to go through this particular process and this particular system.
Yeah.
And that point, it makes a lot of sense to me. I'm like, okay, the only way I'm going to change my situation at home or in history, I'm going to Japan and check in Jorona, his new Nikes every week, is by actually going through this particular process and actually succeeding at it. Now, deal with the first problem. Number one, already we draw a work in Jorona having a very smooth time. Like, I can imagine how the shock that guys get when they come into society with all these high expectations. Then they get shattered, but to yourself, when depressed, son, it's to the depression, become a heartbreak. Heartbreak, unafo, pigwe moja proper mapema. So that, by the time you're dealing with that, it's so resilient, you come up, you already had it with this.
But it's the same thing when they're out to it, they don't even know how to get married because of their heartbreak in the relationship.
Yeah, people already deal with it differently.
Yeah, because they already have a negative attitude towards.
I think that's why the universe has already, like, in a juanga. Wewe, heartbreak yako ya kwanza itakutatua ukiwa 19. After that, as much as it...
Heartbreak yako ni ya 28. Unaona kuniambia who is this person going to do the heartbreak at 28? At 30.
No, the people wenye wanajiwekanga, they're so conservative, they...
but that's the point. Like unachunga umsee umtoi sana. Wacha apigwe na heartbreak mapema ajue kuwa hatuna ndugu wetu. Unaona?
I feel like some kids would give up.
But then I think we should balance it.
Yeah, like people
should balance about this. I normally say people are very adaptable. Like, let's say you're born. Think of two versions of you. Yeah, moja amezaliwa a version of you that is amezaliwa ocha nothing. Second version of you is amezaliwa kwa bomu ya Kenyatta. Like you're adopted or something. Like you have a plan. You have nearly everything. Then you can notice that you have top 5 in Kenyatta. Out of 5 richest women in the world, African women or black women in the world. My point was, think of these two versions of yourself. One is a watch and in a very impoverished background, and I'm like, yeah, this other version of you has been a very rich background. Does it mean that the version of you when I'm a watcher is not going to make it? And only the version of you when I'm in a rich background is going to make it?
Can I tell you something so sad? Like there's something so sad about life and about the universe. As much as we all wake up every morning to do the job and we are toiling every day, some of us want to make the cut. Actually, most of us want to be successful the way we aspire. At our core, we are motivational. Tomorrow, if you come out, jakula leo kesho, some of us, like, have you seen fathers who wake up every day? Every 4, wanna get home 10, 4, 10, 4, 10, but IGP, and it's been there for like 20 years. They're trying when we figure your biashara, then another job.
True. But my point was, you are going to adapt to whatever situation
you
are born into.
Yeah.
What I was doing, when I got to go to kwa forest,
kwenda
kwa mto kuchukua maji,
vituka hiyo, that version is going to do that. Simple
in that setting. This is the rich kid. And she may shake a simple at a party APS since he was 3.
And
I'll
let
you
breakfast in bread.
Everything will be working out for him, or for him or her. No. My point is, he could be able to shelter and say something as if they are so fragile that they cannot get used to the realities of life is doing them a great injustice in the first place.
Yeah.
No. Like, why don't you just show them how life is exactly? Like, you know, as I say, there are some things that I understand why you want to keep away from a child. For example, like over-sexualizing things.
Yeah.
Like, these are things that you can learn much later in your life. But talk about them still.
Talk
about them so they have some sex education and all. But you better to keep them in the know all the time so they know what they're supposed to, how life is and how things are supposed to be.
I feel like generally we have a lot of societal pressure and lack of societal integrity. And it is very highly portrayed in social media. Because the lives people are living on social media is very different from what is actually going on.
Because
everyone is just trying to prove a point. Everyone is just trying to prove that in one way or another I'm living a better life than you, but we all know deep down.
Remember how social media, I joined social media kind of time. And I joined social media I think in 2009. That was Facebook at that time. It was a big deal. But I think Facebook at that time is far much different than what social media has evolved. I think maybe Facebook came back in kind of stagnant or hasn't really evolved. I'm not so sure, but maybe. But if you look at what when Instagram came through, Bonanza Kupedal, like it's now a much a lifestyle app.
Yeah.
So actually I think even Facebook has really changed because they discovered one simple thing in all aspects. Vanity.
But can you compare the vanity on Facebook compared to Instagram?
Because now Facebook started it. But now they set the tone, to be honest.
True.
Facebook set the tone. It's just that with technology, there will always be someone better who will look at this and be like, okay. So there came Instagram, there came Twitter, there came TikTok. Who knows what's going to be next? Because, but Facebook initially set the tone for vanity. That's when now those shows were like, yo, this is my new house, nani, nani, nani. You get it. Yeah? It was a show off platform.
Yeah.
To show off to your relatives and your friends and your former schoolmates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? But then again, Instagram took it a notch higher. It became more instant and easy.
Tonight, yeah. People take pictures of new houses, their time at hotels, the food they eat.
Aesthetic places.
It's all about lifestyle.
Yeah.
No, like, whereas you pick the two are taking a picture and post it up there, you rarely find it. Actually, unless you find people who are on their Instagram, Kitambo San, and then go back to their very old pics, then you'll find some regular pictures. You're like, okay, this is how.
Yeah.
Those are regular pictures taken.
But why do people delete such pictures?
Because
in everyone's account, most people actually go and delete the older pictures, the ones that you were like, yeah. Yo, the simple you. So I feel like it robs
the actual purpose.
Yeah, because you're like, if maybe I'm a follower, yeah, you become an idol one day, I will be so motivated to know where you come from.
Yeah.
I will be like, yo, kumbe, I can do it. Mm. Right?
100% I agree with you, 100%. Then, for example, me, I took all my photos off my Instagram. And the reason why I did this is because at some point I felt like I'm only waiting for times when I'm in situations that kind of show luxury kidogo to post it.
True.
I was like, this is not genuine at all. Actually, I think the most genuine spaces or social media platforms you can find for me is X. X, it's all about what you're saying. It's all about what you're tweeting, what your opinions are about an issue.
Yeah.
I appreciate what TikTok has done for people who want a space to create. But so far, Instagram for me has not been that good. I've had a lot of people complain about what Instagram has done to them. And plus, you know, if going back to that point that I said about kids getting exposed to real life, people are getting depressed just looking at how other people's lives are working out for them.
True.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not even.
It might be someone might be faking everything.
Yeah, or someone might actually be
living that life. But you're getting depressed watching someone else
having
a life that you do not have. And it goes back to that point. If this kid was exposed to just from the beginning, that you're not it. I might be rich. I'm not the richest. We're not the richest in this town. We're not the richest in this neighborhood. We're not the richest in this country. Unless you're actually it. No. But beyond that, please expose these kids to whatever they need to know about life. Why can't you hope on some other people who are doing much better than them?
I think finally you just reminded me of this guy. My goodness, I can't remember the name. But he was some billionaire who used to do oil and manufacturing in the US. So one of his kids got abducted.
Mm-hmm.
I think they turned it into a movie. One of his kids got abducted. Mm-hmm. After this kid got abducted, this was one of the like problematic kids. The kids who have rolled through life. They're one of the richest people in America at that point. So everything you ever wanted, you got. Right? So this kid gets abducted and the kidnappers send a letter, we are demanding this amount and that and that and that and that. And the dad sees it and like, okay, calls the newspaper and says like, can you publish a reply for me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what he published?
Mm-hmm.
Not a single cent. I have other sons, I will survive. Not a single cent. I have other sons, I'll be okay. At the end of the day, he's not even the smartest. He's not even the most good looking. I have other ones, plus other illegitimate ones.
Yeah.
So, I'll still be okay. And then after that, he was asked, like, why did you do that with your sister? And he was like, this child needs to learn there is more about my money. He needs to learn to...
Wait, but the kid has been abducted.
Yeah. He was like, for him, he knows how to look for money. Let him pay on his own, but he has been abducted. Let him find a way out.
I are you going to make money when you're abducted, bro?
Interestingly enough, the kid found a way out.
And then
I feel like if he was behind the plot.
But if it's not, but if you get the plot, man, uses me and my dad, just doing it, but yeah, we're not having a family meeting with each other in your deathbed to discuss the what's GIA, man, what's wrong about it.
But you're the one saying the kid should love.
But this is a whole different woman here. I'm abducted.
See, the dad was actually serious. Me, I support the dad. Because you can't be eating my money, bro.
I'm going to kidnap you. Purely tactical manner, so that kidnappers work on it is that I don't attach any value to you, so they don't use you as a friend.
This guy was dead serious. In fact, like the kidnappers read it and they were like, hey, Baba Kupendi, your dad doesn't love you. Like no one expected that to happen. Like that was a crazy plot twist on my
life. This Habib has been training that he may kidnap you. Alafu unaona gari kipita imeandikwa kwa heri Kenya.
Someone
asked me.
What do you mean go to where this billionaire?
I don't know, man.
Like location.
I don't know. Ningekuwa na just ningekuwa hapo.
If together, buddy, the only person who's having a chance is you. Unless wanataka booty ya Zach for $1 million.
Mungu sema yako na umse.
We were talking about you. That question never
came. Like this together. Tumekuwa hapo sisi watatu.
That question never came true.
Mimi hata kwanza nimetolewa. Sasa niombe wewe hapo.
So the 1 billion happen.
No, see the guys.
From the guys, you were there. Your story with Peter Parker.
We're talking about money so much.
That's the last thing I had. But I was poor at Ken. Anyway, as we were discussing about this earlier, maybe this has been my progress here.
Man. Tango man's way to flying here.
Things are not thinging.
Mama Yendi, man.
Imagine a kid told me that today.
Mambo
yeye. Yeah, I was like, yo, I copy like umetoka kula breakfast. But yeah, I've had breakfast. Where is mine? Hey, yo, Zach, mambo yendi.
Like club to the
second. This is for 4 years old.
Me, my greatest concern is sherehe imekuwa expensive.
Look at this, people don't have food that you are complaining about sherehe.
Sherehe is what is what ni kama panya kikuma. Alafu ipulize. Hiyo part na pulize ndo sherehe.
Like that's what we are holding on.
That's the only thing you are holding on to.
Like you have food.
Economy in a... Yani, the government is...
Basic needs, clothing. And you are complaining about... No,
that is the that bite. That's what you have to...
When a Semanga God gives... What battles to the strongest people, depending on how strong you are. Like God will give you a battle depending on how strong you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not relevant. I understand that people are actually suffering. That's actually very sad.
But
why is it our government?
But be our
Why isn't our government?
But don't you think if you can afford Chile, then you're at a better place than most kids?
How do you know that afford? How do you know? Maybe.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure Chile that house in your hand.
Man, just didn't give likes.
Well, how many weeks ago? Like literally?
It's heading to like a month or something.
Yeah, a month literally. So
a month bila sherehe hiyo.
And last year, best believe, hata ningetoka home na pao ningerudi na I think 1500.
Roger? Hapana, that's a different story. What? Hey. That's a woman's experience.
Hey.
That's a woman's experience.
No, stop. That is a woman's experience.
That is a woman's experience.
Similar.
But do you have multipliers in your pocket?
The Lord provides, man.
As you go out for drinks, you come back with more money. Ah, but that's a woman's experience, man.
That's every day, though.
That's a woman's experience. Me, let's even tender out.
When I tell you anything.
And you're Rudy in a door. Ah, I'll be going back to the same spot every time. Every time. Every time. Because that's only a woman's experience.
No, theater as a
girl. Unless Zach and Menda goes there.
Well, no, well.
I'm a good target, so I think you didn't get to miss
it. Hey! So what's up?
It's on a light
note. What's
good? It's on a light note.
Yeah, anyway, I feel like life is getting insanely expensive. Insanely.
You know, it's very. If a public or a society has the afford share, whatever share means for them,
yeah.
That society is going to blow up one another.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you get out.
Yeah.
Too much pressure.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like this year kuna watu wamekuwa tuna nyota na kama hauna nyota hauna. Like people, some guys are prospering and then others are going on the opposite direction. Like there's no in between. Mm-hmm. Either unateseka ama utiseki.
So the gap is becoming wider.
Yeah,
the gap between rich and poor is widening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is.
Because if you actually go to Elgonview, I think you'll find a lot of houses being built. And these are houses that cost about approximately 9 to 20 million.
Those are the people that you elected?
No.
On October 39, 39th.
Not everyone over there is a politician.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But
what's up? We live in Kenya.
But not everyone. You know, not everyone who is making this is a politician.
Let me finish.
Not everyone who's making it is a politician.
Let me finish. Those are the people that you elected on August. August 30th, something like that.
I don't know.
Those are the people that elected that people. Navimbara Kawao, who have now gotten into positions where they can loot your money to build those mansions as Karaka.
Why can't we really do anything about it? What is holding us back?
I disagree with
the society, as I told him. But anyway, we'll send you the topic another day we're going to discuss it.
We'll talk about it, but...
But, I'm willing to bet. I understand that there's some people who are making genuine...
A lot!
Skatai.
A lot!
Skatai.
I feel like most of them are living.
For doing what? Ha!
You feel like you want most of them to be, you know, like...
You want most of them to be women. Those that have come across, most of them are women.
Receipts is the Zunenda against whatever you're saying.
No, I'm saying like...
Because, transit to Waiburu, no one of my mother will go to Magumye. One of the biggest scandals in this country. Listen, when it comes to morality, there's no way that Utasema women are better at it.
No, okay, now.
Because actually, like women are better liars. So
women are better liars.
So you can steal and lie about it better than a man.
I think what argument can get you much better than whatever you say is that men are in positions where corruption is easy, is much easier than women are.
Yeah, I think that's
true. But if women get there, there'll be better thieves.
Remember when Kambo was watching the debate here, I think it was vice president debates or something, and Martha Karua Kakunja started accusing Gachagua of corruption. Then Gachagua hit back on the story and the British American tobacco.
She's
involved in that particular case. Yeah. That's having like, oh, mimi ni mama, mpigie kura mama, plus blah, 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 blah. But she's also involved in those kind of things. So I don't think that, especially with our politicians, what any trash from Kwanzaa Juu mpaka chini. But again, there are faults of our electoral system. I think we're, as again, we're going to discuss this issue on another topic.
Yep.
In another episode, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like we've covered most of the things today.
We've covered most of the things today.
Yeah.
Which are to a natural end.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for our first episode. It's been quite a roller coaster. We're sorry it took so much time to give you this particular episode. It was, honestly, we had to reshoot it because the first one had a couple of technical issues. So we had to do it again. So I think for those of you who watch snippets of our first episode, we have to do that. Yeah, we got you a very good one this time. Hope you loved it, and you're going to join us on our next episode.
Bye.
See ya.